This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Today, health insurance reform is the law of the land.
The health care law was supposed to keep medical costs down, but a new report says your payments are expected to jump.
I think I made a mistake.
Robert Scott Bell.
A coalition of public health advocates targeting Ronald McDonald.
I'd love to see Ronald McDonald retired. Let's kill him off like we did Joe Camel.
Oh, look at that!
Robert Scott Bell.
The side effects may include depressed mood,
thoughts of suicide,
insomnia,
suicide may occur,
diarrhea,
unusual or strange dreams,
agitation,
sexual side effects,
drowsiness, dizziness, and
nausea,
hostility,
trouble sleeping,
seizures,
serious skin reactions,
thoughts of suicide.
Risk of suicide may occur.
Oh yeah, drugs. You gotta have drugs.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
This hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. If you're watching on YouTube, look at my T-shirt and you know who's coming on board this hour. Not a doc! Chris Barr is back, and for some of you it's a review, but we can't review it enough because we have to counteract the lies and the fraud and the disinformation from the mainstream medical mafia-controlled media. And you know, even if we were on 24/7, it wouldn't be enough. So we're going to cover that together today with Chris Barr momentarily. Super Don, you still got your ears on, my friend? We were talking about music on the break,
yes,
and I hope that I could remind you to the Neil Diamond song about horse flies keep flying around your face kind of thing, because that's how sweet you are, just so everybody should know that.
Yeah, that horse flies flying around my face puts me totally in the mood for the Sunday show. Thank you.
Absolutely, and I was out in my garden earlier growing the late fall winter crops that we can, yes, where we have a longer growing season. It's not me going, na-na-na-na-na. No, I'm like, find a way. If I was living in northern climes, I would have built a greenhouse if I could, even if it's a small one, to find a way to have something growing year-round, a windowsill garden, something like that. We talked about the controversy of wanting to feed the world. Screw feeding the world. Feed yourself, your family, your neighborhood, your community, and then work out from there. Now, considering that this is a food-driven show, that's right, we run on food. We have someone who enjoys food and described to me his delicious breakfast earlier this morning, which I had about a fourth of what he had, but I wouldn't have minded being over having breakfast with him. Chris Barr, not a doc, he's back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Chris! Do we have Chris? Can he hear me? Patrick, can Chris hear me? His ears are filled with the bacon that Super Don didn't get to. Or maybe not. All right, Patrick, you tell me when he's on board. In the meantime, yes.
Ground control to Major Chris.
We have cancer and sugar connections. We've got diabetes connections to insulin. They say insulin could be a pill made of insulin could be delaying type 1 diabetes. And there's crazy stuff in modern medicine that they claim. Also, immune system relationship. Also, the spice cinnamon. Chris mentioned that last time he was on because a lot of people are into that. Hey, cinnamon for diabetes, right? What role does it play, if any? And we'll get to that as well. So Patrick,
we have Chris now?
Chris? Still troubleshooting. All right, Patrick, call him back. Yeah, call him back. No problem. We'll carry on then. All right, no problem. So just so you know, strategically, when we do a little bit of the sweets here, my wife made an organic cheesecake for her birthday a few days ago. There's still some left over, I think, I hope, because I want some more. She made some organic pumpkin pie. Lovely, delicious, yummy. Now,
nice.
Ours are not overly sweet. Like, I can't handle those that are, like, any more like I used to, like I grew up on Super Don. Like, people will go, ooh, that's good. I'm like, oh, man, that's just like pure sugar. I don't have the taste buds for that anymore. But just mildly, yeah, it's great. It's awesome. But I still take that 100 micrograms of the whole food GTF chromium when we indulge that way, and I make sure the kids do too. It's been a running joke you know, about my kids saying, hey, Daddy, can I have some candy? Can I have some Halloween candy? Of course, if it is, it's organic. It's not all the garbage. But, and then if I say no, my daughter will say, but I'll take a Chromium. Like, you know, that makes it all good. But at the very least, to manage the direct influx of refined carbohydrates of any kind. Remember, Chromium is the, you know, once the delivery truck carrying the sugar with insulin and it gets to the dock workers are the Chromium. And if anything,
now I can hear.
Oh, there's Chris. Hey, Chris. So you're telling me all about your luscious, yummy breakfast, and I'm thinking, you didn't invite me. I only had about a quarter of what you had.
Well, you're a little bit far away.
All right. Well, you know, I maybe plan ahead enough, and we'll have breakfast together sometime soon.
That would be great. Mm-hmm. We have had breakfast together before,
Indeed. Yeah, well, we'll look forward to the next time. By the way, tell Angie, if she hasn't seen it, I'm wearing my shirt. Not a doctor's in.
She's watching. She sees.
And two thumbs up from Angie. Then we're all good. Listen, I wanted to open up with this story because it's a shocking story, according to the way that it was written at Medical News Today. Sugar and cancer, a surprise connection or a 50-year cover-up? Did they know 50 years ago? Is it possible that modern medicine really went awry on many things 50 or more years ago?
It's cover-up, sir. It's very easy. I have many, well, we work with cancer a lot. And doctors often tell people when they, if they bother to tell the doctor what they're doing, which the doctor isn't interested in, but and tell them about sugar and cancer, the doctors always respond, sugar has nothing to do with cancer. And the response that all of my people always give that shuts him up and sends him out of the room is, then why do you give people sugar solution to do a PET scan to find where the cancer is?
Yes.
Okay.
That, so Dr. Batar has brought that up with doctors. Like one guy supposedly testified against him because he was helping people, his patients out with that knowledge. And he asked the guy, the doctor, the so-called expert in court, you know, he's telling his lawyer to ask these questions. And it was exactly what you said, Chris. Why do they give the so-called test that utilizes radioactive isotopes of sugar somehow to deliver? Because the cancer cells will, they're called obligate glucose metabolizers, apparently, and they just glom onto it faster than anything.
Yep. So it's they've known it because that's how they detect it, but they deny it whenever anybody brings it up.
It's too funny. It's too ludicrous to say that these people are the experts claiming that this is a surprise all these years, decades later. And I mentioned, you know, the issue of this was a fascinating story about depression. And it talked about the form rather than the function, because the focus 50 plus years ago, again, was on, hey, maybe it's an imbalance of brain chemistry. If we can just put SSRIs in there, stop the reuptake of serotonin, all's right with the world. When now others are proposing, hey, it's a form thing. There's an issue with the form of the brain cells themselves, which I went and referenced immediately, silicon, for instance. So there's so many things that screwed up decades ago that we're just now going in the mainstream media going, what, me actually are pointing this out?
And chromium, for instance, for the brain, since the brain uses more sugar per capita of cells than any other part of the body and requires chromium, which has been documented in medical studies to uplift mild to moderate depression. So because the chromium gets facilitation of the sugar into the brain cells. So, yes, silicon and chromium. And that's why both of those are in my very successful cancer protocol. When the body has the chromium that it needs, your normal cells are able to utilize the sugar that they otherwise can't. So there is less free sugar available for cancer to scavenge.
Imagine that. And we talked about, I'm glad you added the chromium in there, because I mentioned just briefly, because all of these things were flowing through my own brain at that moment, talking about the form issue and how silicon is essential for all connective tissue integrity, brain and nervous system inclusive of it. And I mentioned selenium in a protective way, but you added to the mix what we know here and have said before, that chromium, in terms of facilitating delivery of sugar to the brain and nervous system, which it needs a lot of. Hypoglycemia, as I've argued, is a facilitator of animal-like behavior in humans, especially small humans, teenagers, preteens that are diagnosed with ADD, ADHD, or even worse, these homicidal, suicidal ideations and tendencies, which they treat with drugs instead of chromium. which could reverse the whole point of the reason they're depressed or the reason they act out violently when their higher brain function is starved.
Well, up until 15 years ago, I told everybody that 100 micrograms three times a day of innate response chromium will reverse hypoglycemia within 10 days. Now, it doesn't cure it, so you never have to take it again, but within 10 days, you will no longer be hypoglycemic. I had to change that 15 years ago when one woman took 11 days. So nobody since then has taken longer than that. So now I can say with more than 30 years' experience, 100 micrograms three times a day of innate response chromium. Yes, the form is important.
Mm-hmm. 11 days,
and no more hypoglycemia.
That just won't do. If it's a day over 10, we can't wait. I know. I'm telling you, man, the chromium connection to all of this is very real. Super Don sometimes says, you guys have just said it enough already. Do you have to keep rolling back? But I'm thinking, how much of the mainstream media is reporting on this? Any at all? I mean, we got to counteract a lot of stuff out there.
Heck with the mainstream of, you know, how about how many people in nutrition, including so-called experts, get that? Yes, we have to keep repeating it.
Well, you know, they repeat the lie long enough, loud enough, it becomes, a belief that is almost solidified into some semblance of reality, which we're granted some level of freedom through free will by our Creator. But it doesn't make it right. Exactly, you know, in the sense that, oh my gosh, you need insulin, it's an insulin problem. We've talked about the misunderstanding, that's a nice way to say it, that there's insulin resistance in the body. As opposed to recognizing that without the chromium, it doesn't matter how much insulin you have, how is the delivery going to be complete to the cells?
Exactly. And again, the form is important. The nutrition people, 90% of the chromium they sell is chromium picolinate, which not only is an inefficient form, but it's a slow poison on top of that. So we've got to keep talking about whole food grown variety chromium innate response being one of the few and by far the very best of all of them.
Excellent. Scientists shocked not only about the issue of 50 years of wrong-headed information about sugar and cancer, not making the connection there in terms of the feeding of cancer, but also of a spice, a humble spice. We've talked about it before, cinnamon. When we come back, we're going to mention it again. What role does it play? Certainly not as significant as the chromium, but we'll acknowledge what it can do. And also this thing called Jardiance or something, Chris, you've been talking about, it's been all over the commercials, all over the news.
Is this goodness.
Is it a drug for diabetes? Is that what that is?
Yeah, it's a new diabetic drug. It's a new diabetic fraud.
All right, we'll cover that as well. Chris Barr is in the house. Technically, on the radio show with me this hour, Not a Doc is in. Go to robertscottbell.com. All the links are up in the show notes. Check us out live on YouTube as well. When you go to our website, you can watch it. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Ty Bollinger here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, grateful. I am truly grateful. What a wonderful week. Hope you had as much or as little as you can handle in terms of overconsumption of food. We started there. Remember, the upset to the microbiome can happen just simply from overeating even good quality food, right? Digestive upset. But, of course, it's acute and temporary versus the chronic that's caused by what? Relying on pesticide-laden, genetically engineered foods, antibiotics, all the things that we know disrupt microbiome, but remember, also damage the very lining of the gut. We'll get to some probiotic discussion a little later in the show. We got Chris Barr in today, not a doc. And great, great topics. In fact, the articles are linked up, thanks to Superdon, in the show notes, robertscottbell.com. Go there now. You can check it out, as well as how to get the whole food nutrition that we utilize here on the show. Now, we were talking about cinnamon, because there's a, I love these headlines that read, scientists shocked, right? Gosh, you know, we should keep shocking scientists until they finally wake up and realize, you know what? The natural world's pretty good. Stop synthesizing it and utilizing nature as it is, and you'll find, my gosh, it can help you be well, much less get well. This one's about cinnamon. But before we jump all headlong into cinnamon again, Chris, Jardiance. You say that it's on a lot of commercials. Is it like on the sports shows? Because it's like news and sports, half powered by drugs.
Well, no, it's actually on regular TV. It's everywhere. That you will find, I'm finding the exact amount I sent to you. There's a site that notes all the commercials that are on TV, and it noted in the last 30 days, I sent it to you this earlier, now I can't find it.
Yeah.
It's like 1,500 times that ad is run in the last 30 days on national television. 1,786 airings on national TV programs. So that's in the last 30 days.
That's a big budget, I'm telling you.
That's almost 60 times a day. That's more than twice an hour.
All right. Well, they're trying to, you know, it's not about domination. They already own the monopoly on communication about health and healing, even though they talk nothing about health and healing. But the reality is, if this is a breakthrough new drug, what are they claiming that it does that's different than the other failed drugs for diabetes?
Well, that's why I'm inflamed about this commercial, because they're saying, hey, there's a connection between diabetes and cardiovascular disease. Well, hello, talk about 50 years of cover-up. That has been known even by mainstream, but they couldn't do anything about it with any drugs until now, apparently. So they've ignored it, that people with diabetes have 3 to 5 times as much heart disease as those who don't have diabetes. Well, guess what? The underlying cause of diabetes is a gross chromium deficiency, and a primary cause of heart disease is a gross chromium deficiency. Ding, 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 ding. We don't need a drug. We need chromium. If you have diabetes, you have perilously low chromium levels, so you're going to be much more prone to heart disease. Basic biochemistry and nutrition would teach anybody that, but only a slight, tiny percentage of people in the world know that, for some odd reason.
Well, speaking of tiny percentages, we talked about cinnamon. We're not here to downplay cinnamon as a healthful spice, but for those that think they can just add cinnamon to their toast and that's going to cure their diabetes, I think that's a gross exaggeration if that's being made.
Yes, it is. And I think Superdon asked last time I was on the air about, you know, other things. And cinnamon is one of those things that some people will have some responsiveness to their blood sugar levels with cinnamon. Not everybody will. And nobody, zero, zip, not a zilch, will get rid of their diabetes if they, you know, put cinnamon on everything they eat. If they eat 6 tablespoons a day, you're not going to get rid of diabetes that way. It works by a different mechanism. It's a medicinal application. So it does spur metabolism, which in and of itself will use up more sugar more rapidly, so you won't have it in the bloodstream. So is cinnamon a good thing to take? Sure. Is it the answer to weight loss and diabetes? No. Will it help with those things? Well, for some people, it will help some.
Yeah.
There's nobody that'll help a lot, and a lot of people won't notice any difference at all.
Is it good?
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. I love cinnamon. But, again, putting perspective on this, Chris Barr, not a doc, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Questions abound. We've got in the next segment, I'm just going to telegraph this. Diabetes, is the immune system able to regulate insulin? I don't know if that's an interesting question, but, Chris, I want you to think about that, articles that are in the notes. Also, some are claiming an insulin pill may delay type 1 diabetes. What? What? I mean, it's getting crazy out there, as if it weren't crazy already. And I'm not talking about the people who are shopping either in stores or online for cheap plastic stuff from China. I don't know if that's beyond crazy or what, but we got a lot more healing to go this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Chris Barr, not a doctor. Good buddy, go to robertscottbell.com. Say thanks to all the wonderful sponsors that make this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right here on our home and broadcast radio syndication, GCN, GCNlive.com. Back with Chris Barr after this.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Saki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
So we just played on the break the tail end of a Jardiance commercial where they went through all of the known side effects. And, you know, there's happy music behind it. And then I could have sworn, Super Don, you edited the end where it says, well, now that you've heard all that, what do you think? And, you know, the guy goes, well, I need some Jardiance. It's like, anybody with a rational mind left in them would say, I'm out of here. Get that Jardiance away from me. And I'm going to play just the last, 6-8 seconds just to see if I heard what I heard here.
Tell your doctor about all the medicines you take and if you have any medical conditions.
So now you know all that. What do you think?
That it's time to think about Jardiance.
So yeah, you didn't edit that in. And of course, it was after all the side effects. Talk to your doctor about if you have any of these things, right? And it talked about kidney failure. I mean, just horrible, horrible things.
Ketoacidosis.
Yes. Yeah. And it's not good. Not good, folks. But we got Chris Barr here to clear it up and recognize, as you did acknowledge, the connection between diabetes and heart disease is chromium or lack thereof. Again, of the whole food form. Not, we still have to speak to our health food store brethren out there. It's not chromium picolinate, polynicotinate, or chloride that's going to do the job, right? It is a whole food form that contains the way the body is designed to absorb and utilize, process, and then excrete when necessary. So it is different.
Yep, and don't forget the chelated variety, too. So
yes, chromium chelates, that's right.
Yeah, that's junk, too. The only difference is chromium chloride, chelated chromium, and polynicotinate are not poison, and chromium picolinate is.
But, again, if you want to get the most out of every drop, that's the concept I call the law of economy. It's the kung fu motion, right? You get the most powerful response to the least amount. You want a form that the body knows exactly how to utilize, process, and that only makes sense. But they're not talking about that at the health food store level still. I mean, some of the stores, that retailers that listen to the show do. They have the right form. They're doing good work. But they're still in the minority, in my opinion.
Well, there's a reason for that, because if you look up the patent for chromium picolinate, it was patented by the U.S. government. So you have the deep pockets of the U.S. government promoting it, and that's why it's the 90% market share that it has. Mm-hmm. It was specifically formulated to combat my work back in the early 80s. We had a hard time getting people to pay attention to grown chromium because the research about chromium was good, but there wasn't a good form to use, so people were using it, and it didn't work. Okay. So when I tried to tell people about whole food chromium, the response I got was, oh, yeah, we heard that. It doesn't work.
Yes.
Right at that point, when we were just getting started with whole food chromium picolinate came out of everywhere. TV programs, news magazines, science magazines. Well, that's because the U.S. government was behind it.
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody was talking about this form that is actually a poison. Picolinic acid causes genetic damage, especially in the kidneys, but not limited to the kidneys. So it's a poison, whereas whole food chromium is completely healthful and has zero side effects at all.
Right. Chris, by the way, those of you who don't know Chris, you're new to the show completely, not a doc. He has written a couple of books on. He's got one on selenium and chromium, and there's a third one coming out soon you've been working on?
Yeah, I'm working on another one. We'll keep that under wraps for now.
Okay. And I'm also so very grateful because we're allowed to include some information that Chris put together on both selenium and chromium in Unlock the Power to Heal, because we both knew we needed to reach a larger audience, because no matter how much we are on the radio doing this, it's still fractional compared to where it needs to be to help those truly, truly in need. So what is this story here, Chris, that I see? And this is a Health Day reporter, Serena Gordon, writing about an insulin pill that may delay type 1 diabetes in some. I mean, if you got type 1, obviously it's different than what they call type 2. But do you want to give an insulin pill before you even get a diagnosis? What is going on here?
Well, that's actually very simple, Robert. Type 1 diabetes is your body's not producing the insulin, so it's completely different from type 2. So if you give the body insulin and you're headed towards type 1, then the depreciating amount of insulin produced is going to be slowed because you're putting insulin into the body. Now, the pancreas is still failing because of toxicity, especially from vaccination. That's a whole other subject.
But important, yes.
So it's still failing, but now you're supplementing with insulin, so it slows down the production and the wasting away of the pancreas. So that's not the answer to the disease. to, because insulin itself, the large molecule that it is, causes its own damage and side effects, and that's why type 1 diabetics have a much lower lifespan than average or than other diabetics, because the insulin molecule itself causes problems.
Chris, so there are ideals within those who have been diagnosed type 1 to manage their diet in such a way that they minimize their need for externally introduced insulin, and those people tend to live longer than those who are relying on the insulin more regularly, readily.
Yes, and that's why they try to do whatever they can to keep the amount of insulin needed down, and nothing does that better than chromium. So they should all be on chromium so that they need less insulin. It's just tricky with type 1. Mm-hmm. You have to work slowly and work your way up because everybody responds differently. And since the type 1 has to take chromium, you have to balance how much insulin is used when you increase the chromium. So that's a long story. But, yeah, but they need chromium.
It would make the insulin more efficient. In other words, less insulin is required. That's why you have to be careful, those who are supposedly dependent on it. Once they begin to take the right form of chromium, as we discussed here, they're going to likely need less from an external source of the insulin, correct?
Yes, and too much insulin can be even life-threatening. So, you know, the news headline would read, chromium killed this person, you know, because the chromium increased the efficacy of the insulin they were taking, which they didn't reduce, so they could die from excessive insulin, which that's not how the news would read it, though, if that were theoretically that could happen. So that's okay. Not how they would cover it, though.
All right, Chris, we've got another article I want to jump into here from Science Daily. It's called Diabetes Immune System Can Regulate Insulin. What are they talking about?
Well, they're talking about inflammatory response. All diseases, here's a quick question for Super Don, or for you, Robert. Name me a disease in which inflammation is not involved.
Super Don?
A man-made disease in which inflammation is not involved?
No, any disease.
Any disease.
Name me any disease in which inflammation plays no role.
Oh, none.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, even Trump derangement syndrome has some inflammation involved in it.
Yeah, that's because they're fatheads. Oh, wait, I'm sorry. back to science.
Yes.
Yes, so if you address inflammatory issues, of course you can slow down the actual cause of the diabetes because there's inflammatory response involved, but that's not the cause of the disease. That's why you're seeing more and more news about selenium in numerous studies being linked to higher selenium levels to less diabetes. So people are saying, aha, well, selenium must be the key to diabetes. No, actually, selenium plays a small role. What is its primary role? It reduces inflammation. Okay, so
I just want to reference, because there are some books that have been written about infectious causes of diabetes. And here we're not going to argue that infection doesn't have any role to play, but you say it as well. What is the immune response to infection? It's inflammation. So it's inflammation. What reduces inflammation? Is it an anti-inflammatory drug? Or are we talking about other deficiencies resulting in chronic inflammatory responses?
Yes, and selenium is not just the number one most anti-inflammatory nutrient that there is, but it is also an immune-building nutrient as well that will then fight against infectious disease. So yeah, you can hit two birds with one stone, I guess the old expression is.
Right.
Selenium against the inflammation and against the infectious aspects that play a role, but they're not the deciding factor in diabetes. So you can help with addressing inflammation and addressing the immune system and addressing infection with selenium. Mm-hmm. But the key is still chromium. And what a strange coincidence. The foods that are high in chromium are high in selenium, and those are the foods that people eat in processed forms. And what's the most removed items from those foods? Chromium and selenium. They're connected.
All right. There's no easy way to switch gears the way I want to with you, Chris, and I'm throwing you a curve, but it's not a curve because you can handle this. I opened a little bit today. I talked about gardening as well, but one of the things we discussed is brain and neurological health, depression. And we talk a little bit about the mineral selenium. We talked about chromium being critical because hypoglycemia can also lead to depression. It's temporary as well, but it could become chronic. But we didn't touch on cannabidiol, CBD from hemp. From the plant that I think is one of the most profound plants that man has wrongheadedly banned for decades now. And we're just now catching up to a lot of the lost science or the science that wasn't being conducted to validate what we are finding to be true clinically in everyday use with CBD. And I thought, if you don't mind, Chris, if you can review bring out some stories of how you've interacted with CBD, with people coming to you for help, in addition to the things we've already discussed.
Well, I've always been pro-CBD. I haven't talked about it a lot for a variety of reasons, but I've really hit it hard in 2017. And the result of everything I knew before and now what I'm seeing by applying what I knew, is this simple statement, Robert. There is nothing better for the human nervous system on planet Earth than cannabidiol, period. There's nothing that restores the nervous system better, faster, whether it's pain, whether it's anxiety, whether it's nervous system issues, panic attacks, depression. Nothing feeds the nervous system better than CBD, period. I'm real big on whole food B-complex. I've called it the stress killer for years because I've seen amazing things with it. And in fairly short order of time, but CBD works better and faster than even the whole food B complex does.
Right, which is very upsetting for the people of Indiana, where the attorney general says somehow that plant substance is illegal.
Yeah, well, people need to remember, they need to know what they don't know, that that's the state of Liliana now, because Weli really has run that place for decades. And they voted in a governor there who was a previous chief vice president there. So they ceased to exist as a sovereign state, and they're run by Weli, really, or Eli Lilly.
Eli Lilly,
people commonly
right.
know
Big them. Pharma controls Indiana, as you can see by the banning, so-called, of CBD.
So it's not a coincidence that they have a pharmaceutical state making a pronouncement, which, by the way, is just an opinion and has no legal
right.
bearing.
We talked about that. Listen, we got to take a break here. Probiotic discussion next. Remember, pluscbdoil.com, RSB15 to get 15% off online.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Hello, Ty Boland, you're here from the hit documentary miniseries, The Truth About Cancer, with an important question. Can the three wise men's gifts to Jesus help heal and protect your health and help you look and feel younger and live longer? The answer is a big, surprising yes. In the new report called How the Gifts of the Magi Can Help Your Health, you'll discover exactly why. Go to rsbreports.com right now to get this life-changing report for free. That's rsbreports.com. You see, two of the Magi's gifts, frankincense and myrrh, were highly prized in biblical times for their health and healing benefits. Science today confirms they are ultra-powerful tools to support your health, anti-aging, and longevity. Meanwhile, you'll be surprised to learn a third spice, often referred to as gold in biblical times, may be nature's most potent tool to protect your immunity. Yes, the Magi were indeed wise men for giving Jesus their powerful gifts of health, and you'll discover how much they'll help you, too. Go to RSB Reports right now to get this important report absolutely free. That's rsbreports.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, "Hey, try this"? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Scott Bell Show. All right, wrapping it up here as we bring in our broadcast week. Of course, that's the end of your Thanksgiving holiday weekend in the United States. What is that song that says every new beginning comes from some other beginning's end? Right? It's always that. Oh, thank you. Closing Time by Semisonic. A great line, classic line. But yeah, it's true. There are mini Scrapolis? Mini Scrapolis. I love. Well, that's one of those good songs. I think were they from the 90s or later? Early 2000s. Okay, because I love. How about that? Patrick on the board bought the first CD and contained that song on there. So if we are going to end our reliance on drugs that don't actually reduce or relieve or actually reverse the diseases we're talking about here. We're going to go into whole food nutrients. Somebody's asking about absorption. Chris Barr, not a doc. Why is it, for instance, that you recommend 100 micrograms of the chromium, the GTF 100% whole food, three times a day instead of 300 micrograms once a day?
Because the body can only utilize so much chromium at a time. It probably maxes out for some people around 150 or 160 micrograms that it could theoretically metabolize. So I have some people who take 200 micrograms twice a day, and I tell them, well, you're getting about 300. Why 300? Because United States human studies that everybody but me apparently has forgotten or never known showed with humans that 205 to 290 micrograms daily maintained chromium equilibrium in the human body. So if you take 300, you've got 10 extra. If you're at the 290 level, you've got 90 extra at the 210 level to start storing up that's been stripped away through decades of abuse. So Chris, you have to take a little bit at a time in order to fully utilize it.
Is that true of every mineral that we recommend? Because I think you've emphasized over the years the chromium thing much more than other things, like when we talk about selenium. Like they're 50 microgram tablets, but you know I'll often take 150 or even 200 at a time, not think about it. Is it that we are able to utilize it more efficiently at higher amounts?
No, it is specific to chromium. Most other nutrients you can stack up and take, your body will utilize higher amounts. It's just chromium that very specifically is limited in the body's utilization.
What about magnesium? Here's the controversy. I know you love to engage in these things. People say, take it to tolerance. If you take too much, you're going to get diarrhea.
Well, the reason you get diarrhea is because your body isn't using it. Okay, so and the reason those high levels cause that is because you have to take that high level of the garbage, of the literal crap that people use for magnesium, so it comes out as crap. Okay, when you use whole food magnesium, 100 milligrams or 200 milligrams a day gets better results than 400, 600, or 800 of any other form, because the body, that's all it needs, is 100 or 200 milligrams of real magnesium that's bound to a protein chaperone as the body is designed to function with. Okay. So you trick the body with all the other magnesiums and force it to utilize some of what it doesn't want, and the rest of what it doesn't want, it sends out the crapper.
What about the silica? We like the Alta silica. It's a tableted form from the horsetail extract or tea. What about those liquid forms? People think they get more of it from that.
Well, if they think that, why don't they just go to the beach and get some sand? That's full of silica. Again, the form makes all the difference in the world. And chromium and silica are the two minerals, well, and selenium actually, are three minerals in which the form makes the biggest difference. Food forms of any nutrient are always superior to non-food forms. Those liquid forms are liquid crystals, they're liquefied sand. There is one innovative product that kind of works I saw years ago. I don't know if it's still in the marketplace. It was really expensive. They basically took sand and treated it with microorganisms to make a biological form out of it and use that in a liquefied form. That had some results, but really, why go to so much trouble to treat sand with microorganisms for a very high price and have what was, yes, an effective form of silicon, not as effective as Alta Health products.
Okay.
But they created a bioform by treating sand with microorganisms. That sounds like way overkill.
All right, rapid fire. Last question relates to probiotics. As I said, you've got to have a healthy gut so that you can receive the probiotics, but you're a big fan of the innate response probiotics as well.
Well, the reason is a healthy gut has more than a dozen strains, and most of these products out there just have a few strains, and some of them concentrate on some more powerful strains, so they'll get better results to a point. But the innate response has 14 different strains, and some will use 20 or 30 or 40 or more. Well, at that point, it's overkill.
Okay, no overkill here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Right amount of life, because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta 1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16 to 1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.